Thanks, Kara. And I have the folks from Pioneer here visiting at their Big Iron Farm Show. Tim Moorman, you're based in New Salem as a territory manager for Pioneer. And first, let's talk crops. Obviously, a lot more harvest that has happened out west. And so where are we at harvest and crop condition-wise?
Harvest has been going very well. You know, small grains have been finished up for quite some time now. Guys did very well considering the year we had with moisture and things. Small grain harvest went well. Canola did very well out there this year for us. We were very happy with the yields we got. You know, soybeans right now, soybeans are probably the next thing coming up here. Guys are going to start on them any day now. We've had that killing frost last week. We were sitting in a good spot for it. So things will be looking good as far as our bean crop goes. It's not going to be something that'll bust the bins, but it's definitely going to be respectable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you and I were talking beforehand, there's a lot to be excited about in 2021, not only because we're getting work done this year, but, you know, next year. What gets you excited here real quick about Pioneer for next year?
You know, we have a lot of good things coming for Pioneer. You know, we have a lot of good shorter day for, you know, for me out west, as far as corn goes, we're always shorter day crops. So we got a lot of, you know, mid to sub 80 day corn that's going to do very well for us out there. You know, of course, we have our introduction of Enlist beans coming, so we're going to have some good things coming there. We still have a very, very strong lineup for our A-series soybean coming into this next year. And with over $9 beans, there's a lot more excitement than there was this time last year.
Well, certainly, Tim. Thanks for those words. Again, Tim Moorman with Pioneer joining us at the Big Iron Farm Show. Kara?